This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to be result-oriented in bringing change to the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuva leaving for China for the preparation of the Prime Minister's upcoming official visit. Minister for Communication Prithvi Subba Gurung says public service broadcasting media will help in the implementation of federalism, uniting all communities and castes. And FBI confirms Trump cabinet picks targeted with bomb threats and swatting. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the ministers and secretaries to work in an effective way to bring change to the country. Addressing the first quarterly review meeting on the implementation of the government's policy, program and budget for the current fiscal year at Singh Darbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli instructed the ministers and secretaries to be result-oriented. Furthermore, the Prime Minister called for a drastic change in the existing working style to ensure the effective implementation of the government's plans and policies. In a different event, Prime Minister Oli has called for decisive action to build global peace and prosperity, saying human beings are at a critical juncture in human history. Inaugurating the 6th Asian Population Conference in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister stressed the need for collective responsibility to guarantee basic needs to all individuals residing anywhere in the world. The Prime Minister said that the government's efforts are continuing to meet the basic needs of marginalized and underprivileged communities by paying attention to the correlation between development and population density. In the meantime, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need to preserve Newari culture, stressing its unique history and distinctiveness. Prime Minister made the remark during a meeting with the representatives from Jiapu Culture Development Fund at Balwatar, who visited the Prime Minister to invite him to the 21st National Jiapu Day celebrations. Similarly, during a meeting with the newly elected executive committee of the National Forum for Photojournalists at Balwatar yesterday, the Prime Minister said that the government will address the concerns and needs of photojournalists in the country. Meanwhile, the Minister for Foreign Trade and Development of Finland, Ville Tavio, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, various aspects of bilateral interest and mutual relations between the two countries were discussed. Minister Tavio visited Nepal on the occasion of the 58th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and Finland. Minister of Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba is embarking on an official visit to China for the preparation of the Prime Minister's upcoming official visit to China. During the three-day visit, the foreign minister is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on November 29th. The two leaders will have comprehensive discussions on matters of mutual interest between the two countries, including the preparation of the Prime Minister's visit to China. The Foreign Affairs Minister will return home on November 30th. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has pledged to expand the reach of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to every Nepali household. During a discussion program on inclusive broadcasting organized by Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Gurung emphasized the need for the reform in public broadcasting media houses and to make them more accessible and service-oriented. The Communication Minister, who is also the government spokesperson, highlighted the importance of restructuring public media and reaching every household with a radio broadcasting service. Minister Gurung believed that public service broadcasters would help in the implementation of federalism, uniting all caste and communities. During the program, the executive director of Radio Nepal, Amar Dhoj Lama, stated that Radio Nepal has initiated its restructuring to align with the federalism and fulfill the standards of public broadcasting service. At a different event, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung said that the development and use of information technology is the priority of the current government. Speaking at a program on information on e-signatures organized by the Office of the Certification Controller in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Gurung said that the public service delivery will be streamlined using information technology. He said that along with the change in the system, there is also a need for a change in the working style, stating that the information technology sector has made a great contribution to the development of developed countries around the world. Minister Gurung said that Nepal has potential in the field of information technology due to its open society and democratic system. President Ramchandra Pauril has suggested that film producers prioritize the nature and culture of the country with the use of modern technology. During a program organized by the Film Development Board at his office, Sitil Nivas, the president conferred various awards, including the National Film Award 2018. The president was of the view that there is a shifting trend in films at present for the recent producers focusing on touching stories rather than heroism and stardom, which has grabbed attention. President Pauril conferred the National Film Award 2018 to Bulaki, while various actors were also awarded. On the occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subha Gurung said film is an integral part of prosperous Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Several of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees and picks for his White House team have been targeted by bomb threats. The FBI said it was aware of numerous bomb threats as well as swatting incidents in which hoax calls are made to attract a police response to the target's home. Threats were made against at least 9 people chosen by Trump to lead the Departments of Defense, Housing, Agriculture and Labor, as well as his picks for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, among others. Police are investigating the incidents which happened on Tuesday night and Wednesday. Similar hoax tactics have been recently used against other high-profile political figures, including against the judges and prosecutors who oversaw the criminal cases against Trump. Last year, U.S. politicians around the country were swatted over Christmas. Most were Republicans, but some were Democrats, and they were targeted as well. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions today. The division has stated at present there is a foggy weather in some places of the Terai region and at one or two places in the hilly regions. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 19.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs ministers and secretaries to be result-oriented in bringing change to the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba leaving for China for the preparation of the Prime Minister's upcoming official visit. Minister for Communication Prithivi Subha Gurung says public service broadcasting media will help in the implementation of federalism, uniting all caste and communities. And FBI confirms Trump cabinet picks targeted by bomb threats and swatting. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.